a round little thing. It had legs here, but it was round, and it had a bale over that, and they'd hang it over the fire, and they call that the boiling pot.
What about a big something that they use for the wash? What would that
be? Well, that'd be the wash kettle. They call that the wash kettle. I've got one out here. I think it's a 40-gallon. Isn't that what you?
I think so.
30, 40, something. It's a great big thing.
And that was what they do the washing.
You fill that up with water, and then that'd.
On these fireplaces, they way before they had tea kettles. You know what a tea kettle is?
Yeah, I do. I know what that is. Yeah.
Well, they had a big gallon or 2-gallon pot that they'd set on the fire, hanging right over the fire, and have it half full or 2/3 full of water. And they claim this steam in the house and going up the chimney made it a little healthier. I don't know.
It wouldn't be so dry.
Yeah. So they keep it from more humidity in the house. Well, what would they use to fry eggs in, for example?
Well, that'd just be I guess skillet and lid. Everybody nearly had a skillet and lid. Do you know what that is?
Would it be?
You could set it on the fire, or rake you some coals out on the hearth, and set your skillet on that and get it hot, and then put your lid on the fire and let it get hot, and put your sweet potatoes if you want to bake them, or your cornbread, or biscuits, or anything like that. In that kettle.
Fried meat and eggs, anything.
And then put that lid on there. I've fixed everything nearly in an old skillet and lid.
At one time.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, what about the, I don't know if you had them then, of course you have them now, the containers that they make out of glass that they put cut flowers in?
Well, I don't know much about that.
Did you have? Well, I was thinking just of vases. Did they have?
Yes, they had vases, but it's mostly pottery.
Oh, it wasn't made out of glass.
Not back that I could remember.
Yeah.
It is pottery.
Well, I like when you would be cleaning up after a meal. Did you have to wash the dishes in that same lye soap, like the kind you?
Yes.
That's what.
Yes, that's all we had. And if we could make a pot of soap and it be pretty and kind of light looking, why, oh, we just love to get a hold of that then to wash the dishes.
But how would you get the soap, how the process, you know, what when you got the soap out, how would you?
Well, it just had to be rinsed. The dishes had to be rinsed good.
Because it would probably, well, what do you call a kind of cloth or rag or something?
Cheesecloth.
Oh, and that's what they would use
that's
to
what
wash
they
use with?
Lots of, to what?
Oh, I was wondering what they used to wash the dishes with.
Well, just any kind of a clean rag. We didn't have wash rags. You go to the store now and buy a wash rag to wash the dishes with.
But we didn't know what that was. Your wash rags were really rags.
They were.
We was wearing them rags.
Yeah, they were the real thing. Well, what about when you when you dried them? What did you dry them with?
Well, they wouldn't be tea towels.
No.
It'd just be a clean white cloth. Maybe it'd be him, maybe it wouldn't. And most of the time it wouldn't.
Well, did you call those drying rags, or do they call them drying towels?
Wash, I don't remember.
What they would be.